Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Amanda Masson, who is the HR manager at Mathnasium. Amanda, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Amanda, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you for sharing, Paul. Congratulations on 20 years. That's a wonderful, wonderful feat. I love that. At my organization, at Mathnasium, we are a franchising organization, but more so for children who need math help, who to master their math skills and really hone in on the foundations before they grow into other positions or other maths, work on other math skills. But as the HR manager, I work with a variety of different people. So from marketing department, finance department, IT, it's a variety, a plethora of people, personalities. So really understanding each department and each career and each opportunity for a development for that person, or it's just in general, is really important. So I think for me, in order to help someone grow in their career, it's about creating psychological safety. I think really giving people the opportunity to express what they need to express, encouraging people to voice their ideas, voice their opinions, in a professional way, of course, but just really giving people the opportunity to have transparency, and feeling comfortable with their managers and encouraging them that their ideas are all valid and important. Another thing I think people don't do enough of is being kind. Being kind and not just seeing it as a business, but also really caring about a person, personally and professionally, getting to know, you know, their families. They're getting to know what's important to them outside of work. And I really think that's an opportunity that not a lot of people lean in on. It's all about business all the time. And also just helping them align their professional goals with the current state of the business. So say that a person wants to grow into a career of being a data analyst, you know, how does that roadmap, what is a realistic roadmap for them in our business, and just being fully transparent on how they can get there with of course aligning the business goals and their goals. So I think always having that alignment is important. And I think lastly, just again, offering realistic goals and aligning them realistically and setting them up for success. So that could be from, you know, having a performance review and allowing them to see the roadmap, the career growth, offering the tools and support that they need in order to get to the next level. I really believe that there aren't enough businesses retaining top talent, and doing enough for them to stay. Because, you know, we spend so much time at work that it is an investment to them. And so I believe that we should also be, you know, making it an investment for us to keep them. So whatever they need, from schooling to training opportunities, we should always be encouraging them to be their best self. And I guess those are the aspects that I would like to share today, Paul.
Amanda, that's really excellent. That is, I mean, the kind of four key points I'm hearing there is like the safety piece, mm-hmm. and also the kindness piece, having this clear path and these mm-hmm. achievable but also challenging goals. And I really like the point you made there about retaining people, not just attracting them. And I think if there was greater balance, which is obviously what you're implying, I think it would better serve people within an organization. I really like that, Amanda. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And then just a message out to the subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Amanda, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Virtual high five it. Let's go.
Amanda,
Thank you.
it's so good to see you again. Thanks again for everything.
Thanks for having me.
All right, bye for now.
Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.